But it should. Okay, we got the message now.
Got it? Okay. All right, I'll start over. Good evening. Welcome to Maryland Elementary School's Go Team meeting for August 2023, where we will follow the agenda as has been emailed to you and publicly noticed. I'm pleased to call this meeting of Maryland's Go Team to order, and I will act in the capacity of the interim Go Team chair for this meeting. Our first order of business is to call roll. And so the interim secretary is Paul Robertson. He will serve as the interim secretary only for this meeting. And our official secretary for the 23-24 school year will be elected during this meeting. The interim secretary will now take roll.
Paul, you're muted.
Thank you. Sharon Briscoe.
Present.
Allison Thompson.
Present.
So I'm using this old list. I'm not sure who's off now. I know Monica Waldman is here.
Here. Present.
Is Ashley Hanshaw still on?
Yes.
Here.
Okay.
Yes.
Molly Campbell.
No.
She's off.
Okay, she's off. Elizabeth Broderick.
Present.
Ann Weidert. Is she off?
She's off.
She's off.
And then Catherine Zebrowski.
Off.
Okay.
Paul, let me help you just for this meeting so we can I have the full roster. Let me Paul is here, Allison Thompson, Christy Perez,
Present.
Ashley Hanshaw, Monica Waldman,
Present.
Missy Snyder,
Present.
Elizabeth Broderick.
Present.
Okay, there you go, Paul. Back to you.
That's it. All right.
Thank you.
So is there a quorum present?
Yes.
Yes, there is. Okay. All right. So we're going to proceed to our action items. Okay, so the first order of business is to approve the agenda. This is provided to you. It came from the Go Team office. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second, approve.
Are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand so the secretary can record your vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Any abstention? All opposed, please say nay or raise your hand. Any abstentions? Okay, so that motion carries.
I'm sorry, can I get the who made the first mo who made the motion and who seconded?
Christy made the motion.
Okay. And who seconded?
I did.
Monica Waldman.
Okay, thank you. I'll do better next time.
Okay, now you're okay. Okay. We'll now move to filling vacant seats. There's an open community member seat and an open swing seat. Before we begin the process, I'd like to remind the Go team of the following. The principal brings forth the nomination for the vacant and open community seats. All Go team members have only one vote per seat. Individuals filling a vacant seat will serve until the conclusion of that seat's term. Individuals following and filling an open seat will serve for the full 2-year term. And upon approval, individuals are immediately full Go team members and may join the meeting. Okay, so we'll begin by filling our vacant seats. These are seats which have been vacated prior to the end of the term. I have the following nominations for our Go team's vacant seats and my rationale for their nomination. So as I have done in all the years past, I would like to open up the recommendations to you all. in terms of the community member, in case there's somebody that you think would really lend their talents to the Go team. We do this every time. I do have a recommendation for the swing seat. So let's go ahead and start with the community member. Does anybody have any recommendations or nominations that they'd like to make? And I'd like to reach out to that person, and then we can get our final vote on them at our next. Nobody has anybody that they know that would just be a great addition to help us even to diversify our board?
Sharon, the folks who were interested last year, mm-hmm. have we contacted any of them? I don't know who it was.
No.
Okay.
But that's not definitely a good starting place if we think that we'd like. I think there may be one person that that ran that was that didn't win, and so that's a good starting place. Okay, so hearing none, Paul, you have somebody?
I was gonna suggest Scott Thorpe. I recommended him before. I'm not 100% that he's available, but I think he'd be a good addition.
Okay, can you give us just a little bit of background?
He's got a daughter who is in first grade and a son who is in pre-K at Whiteford. And yeah. He's very civic minded. I think he's taken on, he's just,
okay.
I think that their family's excited to be a part of the Maryland community, and he's a thoughtful person, and would contribute.
I that is my homework. I will reach out to to Scott. And if you guys have anybody else within the next like week or so, let me know, because I'll be actively seeking somebody if Scott is unavailable to do it. And I like having it be a parent and also a community member. So Carolyn, you don't know, we do this every year this way, because I don't want to just pick my people.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Now for the swing seat, I would, does anybody have any recommendations for swing seat, which is similar, similar criteria? So I do have a recommendation for the swing seat. And this person is a fifth grade teacher, Kelsey Boyajian. The reason why I'm recommending her is because I want to make sure that we have a broad variety of voices on the team. We currently have a lower grades teacher, Ms. Hanshaw. We have our STEAM representative, because who is pushing all things STEAM. That is the our signature programming, and we're seeking certification on that. And that's Missy Snyder. And then we have somebody to represent specials, but we don't have anybody that is representing the upper grades. And so my recommendation is Kelsey Boyajian. Does anybody have any discussion or additional comments about that nominee or any other recommendations for other nominees? Okay, hearing none. We will now proceed to vote on the nomination of Kelsey Boyajian for the swing seat member. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay or raise your hand. Any abstentions? Okay. So congratulations to Kelsey. She's not here today, but will be on our next meeting. And she is our swing seat. So we're almost full. We just have one seat to fill. And again, that's going to be a community member. If Scott is not interested, I was just thinking, maybe we might want to choose somebody who works for one of our LEAP classes. Somebody who is, kind of has a relationship with the community and a vested interest in the success of the school. But I'll reach out to Scott first. And if there's anybody in particular that you know that works after school or LEAP or something like that, please let me know. Okay. All right. Now we will review and approve the minutes from our last meeting. I don't know if those have been provided to you. So I'm going to share my screen because I pulled them up. They are on the Mary Lynn website. Let's see. I pulled them up and saved. Let me see if that's it. That is not it. That is not it. This is where it is. Organizations Go Team. 2022-23 archives. And we're going to the final meeting. And let me share my screen. Okay, are you all able to see the minutes from the last meeting?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, here they are. We can just kind of review them quickly. Those are our last people. We only had one absent. Okay, so we did a PTA recap. We talked about our MAP results for the spring. We reviewed the ACES presentation that I gave in the spring, and we reviewed the BASC scores, which is the scores that are a screener for behavioral and emotional health. And then we shared, then we scheduled the first meeting for this year. And look at that. It says scheduled for August 23rd. I didn't even know that. but I'm glad that we made it the 22nd because tomorrow night is curriculum night. And then we talked about identifying goals for next year. So does anybody, I'm going to stop sharing, unless does anybody need that for a few more minutes? Are you good? Okay. So the minutes have been provided to you. Are there any corrections? If there are no corrections, may I have a motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
So that's from Christy. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay or raise your hand. Any abstentions? Okay, the minutes, previous minutes pass. All right, now for the good stuff. We are moving on to the electing the Go Team officers and representatives for the year. Okay, I'd like to remind you of the following. Nominations do not have to be seconded. A member may nominate themselves. A member may nominate more than one person for any position. A member may decline a nomination during the nomination process. Members may not serve more than two consecutive terms, i.e. 2 years in the same officer position at the same school. Nominees do not have to leave the room during the process. If there is more than one nominee per elected office, each nominee will be offered an opportunity to share why they should be elected to the seat. The newly elected officers will assume their position starting at the conclusion of this meeting and serve for only 1 year until a new officer is elected, and all voting members have only one vote per seat. All right. First, we will elect the Go Team's chair. As a reminder, the responsibilities of the chair include, but are not limited to, leading the Go Team meetings, so doing what I'm doing. There's always a script, so you don't have to make it up. Working closely with the principal and the Go Team to develop the agenda. Also, just note that the Go Team office always gives us recommendations. There's a recommended list of meetings for the year and what to do at those meetings. Ensuring every Go Team member has an opportunity to be heard, and monitoring team compliance. I will now open the floor to receive chair nominations.
I was going to nominate Allison. Though she never responded to my email suggesting that she be chair.
Allison, are you accepting that nomination?
Sure.
Okay. And
Elizabeth, I apologize. We had multiple water issues during that week.
I didn't have to apologize. I didn't know your lack of response was you were ignoring me purposefully, or you just haven't gotten around to it.
Nope. Our
listen, lack flooded. Of response means pencil are in. Does anybody have any additional recommendations, nominations?
I just was wondering, did we have a vice chair last time?
We did. I can't remember who it was.
Hold on, I think it says here. It was Catherine Zabrowski.
Oh. Vice chair, it's an easy job. Because the chair is always there. The chair and the secretary are the most, and also the Midtown Cluster Rep. Those are things that kind of give you a little extra to do. So is there anybody, okay, is there no further nominations? Any other nominations? I'll close the floor and we will begin the confirmation process. We have one person being considered for the chair seat. The nomination for the chair is Allison Thompson. Please raise your hand to vote for chair of our Go Team, Allison Thompson. Any abstentions? Missy, you have to vote or abstain.
I agree.
Okay. I was just watching. I didn't see.
But I'm a little new. So
You were in the zone. I got you. Okay.
Here.
Congratulations, Allison. You will serve as our Go Team chair for the school year. Now we will elect the Go Team's vice chair. As a reminder, the responsibilities of the vice chair include, but are not limited to, ensuring the Go Team follows parliamentary procedure, working with the principal and chair to develop meeting agendas, acting as chair if the chair is not present. I will now open the floor to receive vice chair nominations.
I can do that. You can go ahead.
I'm happy to do it, but Christy, if you want to do it, please don't let me get in the way.
I was the same. Absolutely. Somebody's going to do all of these roles. So I figure I'm going to do one of them, and I'm happy to be doing the vice chair if we need somebody.
Okay.
Can I ask a clarifying question, just because I was trying to find this in the email and I just can't remember, and I think you said it. Is it accurate that somebody cannot hold the same position 2 years in a row, meaning
two
Paul
terms in a row?
Okay.
So you're asking if Paul can still be the secretary?
Yes. Correct.
I know, I want him to so bad. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, I'm just keeping it in mind, so I wanted to understand whether it was possible.
No, it's two terms. He can do 2
okay.
years.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So, Elizabeth, Christine, let me tell you what the other. There's the secretary. There's this, and then the last elected position is the Go Team cluster representative. That requires attending additional meetings.
Yeah, that one I won't be able to do most likely. Okay. So I'm happy to step into a different role that does not require me to go to additional meetings.
Are those cluster meetings exclusively in person or some of them in Zoom?
No, there are a lot of them are on Zoom. Some are in person, some are on Zoom.
I can do
I did
that.
It last year and I didn't go to, I didn't I don't think recall a single one being in person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so it sounds like
that's needed.
Just so that I'm clarifying, it sounds like the nominee is we'll be right back.
Elizabeth Broderick for vice chair.
Yes, but she just put in the chat BRB.
But she already put her name in the hat.
Yeah, she's put her name in the hat. All right, so we'll just continue on. If there are no other further nominations, I will close the floor. We'll begin the confirmation process. We have one person being considered for the vice chair seat. The nomination for vice chair is Elizabeth Broderick. At this time, I will, please raise your hand to vote for your choice of vice chair for our GO team. So if you're voting for Elizabeth, please raise your hand. Any abstentions? All right, congratulations, Elizabeth. You will serve as the GO team vice chair for this school year. Now we will elect the GO team's secretary. As a reminder, the responsibilities of the secretary include, but are not limited to, posting GO team documents, agendas, summaries, and minutes to the website and at school, taking minutes at GO team meetings, and ensuring the GO team is in compliance with Georgia open meeting laws. I will now open the floor to receive secretary nominations.
I'll nominate Paul.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right, Paul accepts the nomination. Are there any additional nominations for somebody who would like to be the secretary or would like to recommend another person be the secretary? Monica, is that you raising your hand? I'm just kidding. I know you were adjusting your phone. All right, if there are no further nominations, I will close the floor. We will begin the confirmation process. We have one person being considered for the secretary's seat. The nomination is Paul Robertson. Please raise your hand to vote for Paul as our secretary of our GO team. Any abstentions? Please say abstain or raise your hand. All right, hearing none, congratulations, Paul. You will serve as our GO team secretary for this school year.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Now we will elect the GO team's cluster representatives. Cluster representatives may also hold another officer position, vice chair, chair, secretary. As a reminder, the responsibilities of the cluster representative include, but are not limited to, attending all cluster advisory team meetings, call them CAT meetings, there's approximately three a year, and then reporting back to our GO team on those CAT meetings. I will now open the floor to receive cluster representative nominations.
I can do that.
Okay, Christy Perez is a self-nominee, and she is backed by me. I also nominate Christy. Mm-hmm. Are there any other nominations? Okay, if there are no further nominations, I will close the floor. We will begin the confirmation process. We have one person being considered for the cluster representative seat. The nomination for cluster representative is Christy Perez. Please raise your hand to vote for Christy for your choice of cluster representative. Any abstentions? Paul, you raising your hand or abstaining? You're trying to pay attention?
I'm voting in favor.
Thank you. All right, excellent. Congratulations, Christy. You will serve as the GO team cluster representative for this school year. All right, we'll now move to our next item of business. And I would like to just say thank you, everybody. This has been the fastest and most efficient process that we've had to date. This is my ninth time doing this with Mary Lynn, so. All right, we'll now move to our next item of business and reviewing and updating or confirming our GO team's public comment protocol. Public comment opportunities are available for Go Teams to hear from interested members of the community. From Section 3.4 of the Go Team Handbook, opportunities for public comment shall be provided at least four times in a school or fiscal year. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of walking away. I need to do something. and noted on the Go Team's website and the meeting agenda, Go Team members will not provide responses or engage in direct conversation during public comment. Each Go Team will determine a consistent method for receiving public comments and for parents and other citizens to sign up to address the team. At least 20 minutes of time will be allotted for the public to make comments at meetings where public comment is permitted, and the public will receive at least 2 business days notice of the public comment protocol. Okay, so let's just take a minute to talk about what we're currently doing. And what I can tell you is that we have agreed in the past, and it's been like this from the beginning, that we allow public comment at all of our meetings. There's no meetings that we don't allow it. And we also have in the past allowed for comment both in the beginning and at the end of meetings, because sometimes they might have a question about something that we just said. So can we just get any discussion on that, on what your thoughts are about public comment and how we want to handle that for this school year?
I was going to say, I feel like it worked fine last year, but I don't think we ever had anybody come. Have there been times when it hasn't worked well?
No. Mm-mm. It's been fine the whole time.
Yeah, I'm happy to see.
In my opinion.
I like it being at the beginning and the end, just in case, you know, people come on late or have to leave early, they have their opportunity.
Okay. Anybody else have any discussion or thoughts about that?
I think a system that's working has no need to change.
Okay. So, let's see. May I have a motion to adopt our current public comment protocol?
So moved.
Elizabeth moved. A second?
Second.
Second from Christy. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay or raise your hand. Any abstentions? Please say abstain or raise your hand. Okay, so that has passed, and we will continue in the same protocol as we've been doing over the past several years. All right, now, adhering to the agenda, we will discuss our meeting calendar for this year. As a reminder, our Go Team is required to have at least 6 additional meetings through this school year. 4 of the meetings must permit time for public comment, but we know that we do it for all of them. Meetings cannot be held during the instructional school day. They must be live streamed and recorded. And meeting locations for hybrid meetings must be in places which can accommodate the public, i.e. not a conference room that doesn't have room for an audience. May I have suggestions or recommendations for the meeting times and dates? I will just share that last year we had a recommendation that the meetings be at 7 instead of 6:30 due to putting kids to bed. Also, I've heard in the past where people would like to have meetings earlier so that it didn't, you know, like for the teachers, for example, who, you know, so they can be done for the day. So does anybody have any comment or recommendations or discussion about the meeting dates and times?
I personally, my kids are a little bit older, and that 7 o'clock time period is a little tough. Mm-hmm. It tends to fall sort of in the middle of things, and so we have to sort of rearrange. Mm-hmm. But if that's what everybody else wants to do, then I'll do that, you know, on the day.
Okay, so for you, it's the earlier time works better and not the later time, because 7 o'clock is when you're probably just starting all this stuff. That's what I hear you saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Anybody else have any comments or suggestions, recommendations?
I agree with Allison.
Okay.
6:30 would be better for me also, I think.
Okay. So hearing that, it sounds like 6:30 is a better time to meet than 7 o'clock for most people, which is great. I also prefer the earlier time. I might get off in time to watch Jeopardy. Okay, so now we need to talk about actual dates, days of the week. Okay, so I believe last year we met on Wednesdays. Does that sound right? And I think what our recommendation was for us is that we just meet like, you know, the third Wednesday or something like that at 6:30. I think that that's how we set it. Does anybody have any days of the week that just absolutely don't work for them? Maybe they're in class or their kids have some sort of lesson or practice or something.
So Sharon, I'm currently taking the STEAM endorsement classes.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on Zoom starting at 5:30 on Wednesdays for 3 hours. Now, I will say that not all of them are on Zoom. There are a lot of asynchronous weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where I will have the Wednesdays available just because I'll be able to do my work separately and not be in the meeting. But it's just going to depend. It's kind of half and half right now until January. And then January, it's over.
Okay. So you might miss one or two meetings, sounds like.
Sharon, how does it line up with like PTA meetings and stuff? Are those Thursdays?
Yeah, general PTA meetings are usually on Thursdays.
And Tuesdays work well for me, but I can be somewhat flexible.
Yeah, Tuesday would be fine for me also.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only other question I would have is, and mostly just in case people, you know, who are involved in other groups ever wanted to come to our meeting and engage in public comment, I suppose we could move them if there was a conflict, but just trying to kind of think through, does the foundation typically meet on Tuesday?
I'm about to look right now. Foundation meets on Wednesdays.
Okay. And then,
so it looks like Tuesday is a better day for us.
And the only other thing I was going to throw out there is, and I don't know that there is a better or a worse day, but, you know, things like curriculum night, art night, do those tend to fall on one day of the week or another?
No, we just kind of make those up as they go. And so if we schedule out, so just say we decide that all of our meetings are going to be on the Tuesday, and that worked for me. So we have this thing called Totally Tuesday where we have staff meetings. We have it's like Tuesday is just like meeting day. So this is actually the fourth Wednesday, but there's usually not a fourth Wednesday. So I would say the third Wednesday. So it would be September 19th, October 17th.
Fall break? I think the third Tuesday is like fall break, then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas break.
Yeah, that is.
And we have to have at least, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say we could skip the Thanksgiving meeting. You know what? Hold on. Let me just look at the recommended.
The third.
I think fall break is the second week in October.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Not the third.
I think
week?
It's the night, but I think it might be the third week in February.
That's right.
We also have the ability to adjust, right?
Right.
We do. We have the ability to adjust as long as we give a week's notice. But let me just tell you right now, at a glance, let's see, September, we are reviewing the strategic plan and our CIP goals. I have that's a continuous improvement plan. I have my meeting this Thursday. October is a deep dive into the needs assessment and goals. November is a strategic plan update. We can skip a December meeting. January is budget allocation. February is budget feedback. March is budget approval. That's a lot of meetings. We can go with the 6 meeting plan, where November, December is one meeting and January, February is one meeting. Mm-hmm. So if we did that, is everybody looking at a calendar right now?
Yeah. I have some recollection that isn't crystal clear about doing this last year, and you know, you having target deadlines and us trying to sort of also work around those, and without them being, I think they may have even be date specific.
Yeah, so that's just for budget time, and we don't have the date for that yet, but we know okay. that it's around the same time every year, and so you know, depending on how quickly the budget team gets that together, that it will definitely depend on that. So,
and I suppose we could adjust the meeting if we needed to account for needing a week one way or another.
Yeah.
Okay.
So knowing that, and you know, so where we are now, do we want to say the, let me just look if everybody has their calendar up. Do we want to shoot for the fourth Wednesday?
The Tuesday, right?
I thought we were going to go with Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Tuesday. So that would be September 26th. Which for some reason, I feel like I have something that day, but I don't know what it is. October 24th. So it doesn't interfere with Halloween. November 28th, which is after Thanksgiving. Or we could even move it to December 5th and have the November-December meeting together, December 5th. And then we can do the...
I think December 5th is the chorus concert. It's on my calendar as December 5th.
Is it? Okay. We could do the 12th.
When did you say in November would be?
28th.
I would vote for November and just keep December as clear as possible.
Okay, so no meeting in December.
Yeah, if we did the 28th, that could be
okay.
Our meeting
in December. That's good. So then when we get back in January, we can do maybe the 23rd or the 16th. Because we're going to have a couple of back-to-back meetings. Because we talk about the budget and then you guys give me feedback and then we come back again to approve it.
So, yeah, that's what in that time period and knowing, I don't remember exactly when everybody goes back, but, you know, is it better for you to have it earlier in January and then later in February? I don't.
No, it only works if I actually have the budget.
Yeah.
Right. So when they give it to me, that's when I can start. I don't have anything to present until they give it to me.
Do they typically give that to you sometime in January?
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like maybe we should make that later.
Why don't we go for the 30th? I'm pretty sure there's no, I don't anticipate not having it by January 30th. And mm-hmm. that way we can kind of leave February open to plan whatever feedback meetings we're going to have.
So February would be on the 27th?
Well, we can just leave it open and come back to February because it might be, well, you know what? We can say the 27th and then the And then in March, we actually approve the budget. So let's say the 27th and then the 12th is no good. We don't have school that day. I don't know. Carolyn, do you have any idea, Carolyn, what that season is going to be looking like?
If we're doing running any time how we've done it in the past, budgets typically come out the second week in January. So scheduling your meeting anytime after the 19th probably would be best. And then, of course, you would do the three meeting touch points with the final approval sometime in March.
Okay. And what date do we have already right now for January, Paul?
30th.
I feel like that's kind of on the safe side. So there's just no way that we're not going to have the budget by then. And I have to have a couple of days to look at it once I get it anyway, to be able to make a presentation about where we want to put our money or where we're going to be cutting our money. So we are at, let's see. So we're good through January. So I would just say maybe, I don't know, the 13th is the day before Valentine's Day. Probably nobody wants to do that. Let's say February. Oh, is February 20th? Are we out of town that day too?
That's
spring.
I think that is the week. I don't actually have it down. Winter break. But I'm pretty sure.
I think it is.
Yeah, the week of the 20th is a holiday.
So let's do the 27th.
Okay.
And then it says March, the budget approval. Let's just say the 2 weeks later, which is the 12th. And then we have our last meeting in April. That's what we did last year. And we can do it. We can either, I think we should do it in April, like on the 23rd or the 30th, and not go into May. Let's do April 30th.
If these are right, you've got to give Emily Bach is a huge pat on the back, because I have the 23rd as the spring chorus concert. And the fact that she already knows that is amazing to me.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed you have it in your calendar.
Well, it's on the PTA calendar.
I used to be that organized. I'm not anymore.
I have no choice.
So let's say the 30th of April, and that way we can be, that we'll be closing out the year and we won't run into, all the year-end events and crazy that we have. So Paul, you got all those dates tentatively, and then you'll just email them to the team?
Yes. Are those going to all be on Zoom?
And does anybody have any strong feelings about not having them on Zoom?
At the risk of being contrarian, I think one in-person meeting might be good for us establishing like a rapport as a team and opening up communication, but I also don't have the ability to get places very easily, so I won't hang my head on that one.
Do you guys want to just pick one of the dates to try it in person and see how we like it, and then go from there, because we just have to post what we're going to do when we do them in person. They're at the at Mary Lynn in the library.
Yeah, I think it's probably a very unpopular opinion. So no need to.
Is the technology already installed and like tested in the library to be able to record and live stream everything?
Now that part is true. We don't have anybody to like a camera to record the meeting. That's true. I don't have that. I'm sure that Dr. Johnson would be able to figure that out with no problem. But currently, we have meetings in there, and I'm able to like show video and things like that, but I don't have a way to necessarily record. Carolyn?
We are gifting, as soon as we are approved, we will be gifting all schools the setup, so that you will be able to do that in person if you prefer. So you will be getting mics and cameras from our office.
Do we have a date on that?
As soon as I get approved, the team is ready to send them. So within the next 3 weeks, hopefully, we can do those distributions.
So do you want to just say that for now that our November meeting will be the one in person to try, and that way we can like kind of like parlay it into a little holiday snack time as well?
That sounds fun.
I've got a speaker mic thing for my computer that we could use. We could just probably use the camera on my phone, my computer. if that other set of brain would go.
I was about to say, but by November we should be. Yeah, we should be up and rolling.
Okay, I'll put it in.
Do y'all want to just say for now that that will be the first attempt at the in-person meeting is in November?
Yeah. And just for the record, like I wasn't suggesting we move to in-person permanently. I just think it's helpful for us to all meet each other at some point in order to work
together. I agree. One time one time I met somebody from the Go team that I'm only used to see on Zoom, and I was like, I did not realize you were almost 6 feet tall. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with that. If you guys agree to it.
Well, I guess
I have a problem with it. And it is hybrid anyway. So if that week it turns out that it's not a good week for some individual, they can attend.
They can also attend, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me get back to my scripts.
So what you're saying is Elizabeth might be the only person attending in person.
Elizabeth, I'll be there with you.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get a babysitter to even show up. So
I will be there.
I have to commit.
All right. Okay, so now we know. So now we need to determine at which meeting we will allow time for public comment. We know that we're going to do that in all of them. So now that we have determined our calendar, knowing that there are possibility for tweaks, may I have a motion to approve the calendar?
Motion to approve. Katie Zabrowski. Just kidding. Elizabeth Broderick.
A second?
Motion to approve.
Did Ashley Hanshaw second?
Yes.
Good job. All right. And all in favor, please raise your hand. All opposed, please raise your hand. Any abstentions, please raise your hand. All right, so enter these dates into your personal calendar so that you don't forget. You don't have to because our amazing secretary, Paul Robertson, is about to hook us up. All right. Now we will determine our Go Team meeting norms, and we'll begin by reviewing the initial Go Team meeting norms. This is a meeting of the Go Team. Only members of the team may participate in the discussion. Any members of the public present are here to quietly observe. We will be fully present. We will follow the agenda as noticed to the public and stay on task. We will be respectful of each other at all times. We will be open-minded. We will invite and welcome contributions of every member and listen to each other. We will respect all ideas and assume good intentions. And we will approach differences of opinion with curiosity. So those are the norms that the district has given us. And those are also the norms that we have adopted and have been following. Does anybody have any discussion about the norms, or is anything that you feel like we should add that it might be unique to Mary Lynn?
I don't know if this necessarily applies to a meeting norm in the way it's been described, but one thing that would help me, I usually need time to process. And so I often find when we're looking at the materials in the moment and having to react and respond that I don't have enough time to really think it through. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's possible, and I realize this places some burden on you, Sharon, to have a norm of trying to get the materials, any of like the presentations out to the team like a day or two in advance.
Okay. So for example, when we're looking at the strategic plan, is that like a good example?
Yeah. I'm just thinking like, I feel like whatever that kind of standard set of slides is that you're supposed to share, and then you kind of input the specific Mary Lynn data. Anything that we're supposed to like comment on, react to, vote on, for me, it's helpful to have time to look at it ahead of time.
Okay, I can definitely do that. It might be blank, and so that it'll just give you what the ask is. Yeah. It might not be completely filled out because a lot of the time what we're doing here is having a conversation about it. So I can definitely do that.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else that they want to add to that? So what we'll need to do is add you know, timely distribution of materials to the meeting norms. Okay, may I have a motion to adopt these norms for our Go team?
So moved.
Elizabeth Broderick, second.
Second.
Second, Christy Perez. I see how this is gonna go.
Quickly, that's how it's gonna go.
Well, it's because Katie did it every time last year. It was kind of funny. All right, all in favor, please say aye or raise your hand. Monica, are you aye? And she had to step away. All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, it has passed, and those are going to be our meeting norms. We'll now move into the discussion item on our agenda. We just started, so does anybody have any discussion? Okay, well, the first is the principal's update. And so my update is that school has started and is going well. We're cooking with gas. This is the last of our parent groups to meet. I've had our first foundation meeting, and that is going well. We've decided to push the launch back a little bit to accommodate our PTA fundraiser, which is going to be Boosterthon again. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. I believe the date is September 13th, that people come on the 5th to get us kicked off. And we are under enrollment right now. And so I'm waiting to hear from the district how that's going to affect our budget. I'm going to ask for some leniency and some support, because it was really difficult to do an accurate guess as to how many, that's not the word I'm looking for, but when I hang up, I'm going to remember the word, projection for how many students we're going to have. We're at 511. We were projected initially at 540. We opened up the enrollment for transfers to kind of combat some of the loss that we incurred from our students who live in Inman Park. And so we are in the rear, in the red. We owe approximately $175,000 back to the district. And so we will see what happens with that. And if anything does happen with it, we'll have to get together and talk about some possible solutions. And what else do I have to share? Oh, PTA had our first general meeting. The budget for that has passed. I did do a really great walkthrough today with a parent, Carolyn Noble, who is going to be working with us to do a big long-term project in the auditorium, as well as a meditation room for the teachers. So that's kind of exciting. We are moving full steam ahead with STEAM. Our staff meeting today was STEAM-based, and Stephanie Schumacher is taking the lead on that. We had some parents come in today to talk about our chickens that we're gonna be growing. They were like, start with 10. We were like, 10? Sounds like a lot of chickens. But we do have our new coop that's outside. And, you know, so that's kind of giving everybody a little excitement. That's it, unless you guys have any questions for me about anything, Mary Lynn.
Whenever you're talking about the actual enrollments versus the projected enrollments, is it a specific grade that you're missing a lot, or is it like every grade level is just a few students?
That is a great question. This year, the specific grade that we are really down on enrollment in is kindergarten. We are in the 60s with kindergarten, 80s, 90s for every other grade. So not sure if that is a fluke. I mean, my street alone has bunches of little kids. And so, I'm expecting a bump. It might just be that this is a particularly small class. But the other grades are pretty much on par since kindergarten.
Are you able to maintain 4 kindergarten classes?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I would hate to do that. That might be the obvious answer as to how to salvage the budget, because right now our kindergarten classes are really small. They're sitting at 16.
Which those parents probably love.
Yeah, and the teachers too. I mean, it's great. A lot of schools have that, you know, year round. I just don't think that there was any way for us to anticipate having such a small kindergarten. So, you know, it's a hardship. Any other questions about what's going on at Mary Lynn?
I wanted to just say I support another application for pre-K at Mary Lynn.
Oh yeah, so I have been told that it is happening this year. I have been told by the district that Mary Lynn is on point. We are. What I have been told is that we will be getting a pre-K.
Well, so. I just want to formally say I'm happy to do anything I can to help facilitate that from happening.
Yes, so sweet Lenora can come to Mary Lynn. Yeah. Okay. All right, save the date. The Go Team G3 Summit is returning this year on Saturday, September 23rd. Join us for a day to learn all about the power of connections. We hope all Go Team members can attend. And the Go Team office would like to remind all Go Team members that they must complete the orientation training in order for our school to be in compliance. So if you have not done that, you can reach out to me. I'll forward it to the Go Team office for that. All right, we have reached the end of our agenda. Is there any additional business? All right, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Elizabeth Broderick.
Second. All in favor? Hang up the phone. No, I'm just kidding. Please say aye and raise your hand. All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the meeting is adjourned, and it is adjourned at 7:33. Not bad. Thank you all so much for volunteering your time, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good night. Okay.